I'm a huge planner, so whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs. And use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. There's a lot of talk about mindfulness these days, which is fantastic. I mean, we all want to be more present and self-aware, more patient, less judgmental. We discuss all these themes on the podcast, but it's hard to actually be mindful in your day-to-day life. That's where Calm comes in. I've been working with Calm for a few years now with the goal of making mindfulness fun and easy. Calm has all sorts of content to help you build positive habits, shift your self-talk, reframe your negative thoughts, and generally feel better in your daily life. So many incredible options from the most knowledgeable experts in the world, along with renowned meditation teachers. You can also check out my 7-minute daily series to help you live more mindfully each and every day. Right now, listeners of On Purpose get 40% off a subscription to Calm Premium at calm.com/J. That's calm.com/JAY for 40% off. Calm your mind, change your life. How long you've known someone does not define how deeply you know them. So often I find that the people who are closest are sometimes the most distant because they're scared or blocked by fear of judgment to share how they truly feel.
The number one health and wellness podcast.
Jay Shetty.
Jay Shetty.
The one, the only Jay Shetty.
Hey everyone, welcome back to On Purpose. Welcome to On Purpose of 2024. I am so happy with the incredible listening, viewing, sharing, insights that you're pouring into social media. And it's been phenomenal for me to see your response to our new branding, our new logo. I hope that you love it. We wanted to create something natural and organic that really brought to life what we uncover here, which is for each and every one of you who give me your precious time every week to feel seen, heard, and understood. Thank you so much for all the reviews on Apple and on Spotify. I read them regularly and they genuinely touch my heart and move my heart. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you deeply. I have been spending the first couple of weeks at the ashram that I trained at during my time as a monk in India. And it has been a beautiful time for me to go deeper, for me to immerse, for me to truly absorb the energy that I want for the rest of the year to give to all of you, to share with all of you. I was here with Radhi, then she had to leave. I was here with some friends. And it allowed me to make space in my mind and heart to have the reflections and the realizations that allow me to give through On Purpose. And today, I want to share with you and talk to you about the five types of relationships we need in our life and how to let go and make space for the ones that no longer serve us in 2024. Relationships are at the heart of our effectiveness, our performance, our habits, our conditioning, our trauma. And we often don't take an audit of our relationships. We don't often think about them deeply. Or if we do so in a crisis, right? We wait for something to go completely wrong to think about how to improve our relationships. This podcast is for you. If you want your relationships in 2024 to uplift you and you want to uplift others, if you want your relationships to be ones that bring you energy, not drain you energy, this podcast is for you. So share this with someone who's also been trying to create community, someone who's been trying to figure out ways of building deeper bonds and deeper relationships. If you want to go beyond the shallow, this is the episode for you. Now, I'm going to break this down as the five types of relationships we need. The first one is belonging. We need to feel a sense of connectedness to others and a sense of belonging that we're a part of a group, that we're not alone, that we're part of a community. And I think this is true for all of us, right? We really crave being a part of a group of people who make us realize that we have similar challenges, similar problems. We're going through similar things in our lives. We feel a sense of the ability to focus on the fact that we're not the exception, but we are having a similar life experience to others, and that's hope-giving for us. There's a study that shares that when humans feel they belong, it tends to create inner harmony and balance. Research has shown that feeling part of a group can lead to better mental and physical health. For instance, individuals who feel a sense of belonging experience fewer negative emotions such as sadness, loneliness, anger, and grief. And I'm sure we're all listening to that saying, Jay, I want that. And I think we often think of like, I need friends and I want people around me. But the word belonging is a really interesting word because we don't often use it, right? We don't often say, I really wish I had a sense of belonging. Or maybe you do and you're already getting it right. But when you look at the definition of the word belonging, it often refers to be a member of a group or organization and to have a right or usual place. And what I like about the idea of being a member is that we can practically think about it. What communities are we a member of? What organization or group do we subscribe to? Do we have a sense of identity that comes from our belonging? And it's really that identity part that makes the difference. Do we feel that part of our identity is inspired by a group of thinking? I really want you to focus in 2024 on recognizing what groups, what communities do you need to invest more in? Is it groups and communities that exist out there? Is it a group and community you need to build? I want to give you an example, and I think this may resonate with many of you. I have been a part of several groups since I was young, and recently I was thinking about a lot of my male friends. And when I've had one-to-one conversations or I've spoken to other men in my community, I often am exposed to their challenges and issues. And I notice that as a group, we may be struggling to heal, that there are certain traumas individually that are now being experienced collectively. But there has been a nostalgic, historic friendship, but it hasn't translated into an intimacy and trust. Now there's the trust of, hey, we can do things together, we can build things together, but there isn't the trust of, I need to look at some of the things that are broken within me. There's the focus of, we want to build outside of ourselves, but we don't want to build what's broken inside of ourselves. There's the energy of let's go and do things and create things together. But there isn't a sense of I need to spend some time becoming and being. And so I was thinking about this. One of the things that I want to do to create belonging is I want to create a men's group with some of my friends that I grew up with. And I want to invite therapists and coaches and guides and teachers to come in and facilitate sessions for us, not only so that we can do our own healing, but so that we can deepen our relationships with each other. It's normal. It doesn't matter how long you've known someone. How long you've known someone does not define how deeply you know them. You may know their mannerisms, you may know their reactions, but the depth of their heart. So often I find that the people who are closest are sometimes the most distant because they're scared or blocked by fear of judgment to share how they truly feel. And I'm sure you can relate to that you want to share something with your friend, but you know you can't because you're scared of the shame, the guilt, the potential judgment. And it's not that you think that person thinks wrong of you, but there's a part of you that judges yourself. And so to me, I really believe that I always want to live by Gandhi's words of being the change I want to see in the world. And creating an environment where me and my male friends can have a safe space to feel secure, to open up, to share our challenges in a place that isn't based on judgment. If you share your heart and you feel judged, do you open or close up? If you share your heart and you feel judged, do you open up again? If you share your heart and the other person uses that information against you in the future, does it mean you'll have a relationship with them in the future? So I want you to think about belonging as beyond like, oh yeah, I go to that thing. Oh yeah, I know that. Look for the real need in your group, the need in your community. What are people starving of? What are people unfulfilled by? And where is that coming from? And how can you introduce that sense of belonging? Belonging isn't just about hanging out and supporting the same football team. And that's an important part of it. But there's a greater depth to it that I think we're all searching for. Do you need to start that book club? Do you need to start that podcast club? What are you going to do to sit there and discuss this and say, hey, like, what are we going to start for our community? I shared with you what I want to do for mine. What are you going to do for yours? So there's a sense of belonging. It's a relationship that's really important in our lives. The next one is legacy. Now, legacy often is something people think about, like what will happen when I, you know, die and I'm no longer here and what will be my legacy. And really, legacy is about feeling connected to something bigger. Do we have relationships that make us feel that we're all connected to something bigger? Belonging is we're all connected more deeply. We're all connected more deeper. But legacy is we're all connected to something bigger. Now, when I was in London at the start of the year, just before I came to India, I reached out to some of my friends and people who've been incredible guests on the podcast. Some of them could come, some of them couldn't. And I organized a dinner in London where we sat down and we answered three questions. So these were people in the wellness space, people who I think are having an impact in the world, people who are transforming other people's lives through their skill sets and what they know. And I'll even share with you what I called it. I said, this is the message I sent to them. I said, community has been the most important pillar in my life. I'm sure you've experienced that too, especially communities that are dedicated to creating change, inspiring people, and helping others. I'm grateful for the work you do in the world and thought it might be nice to be together with more purposeful people to celebrate growth, exchange ideas, and hopefully leave with new friends. I really hope you can make it. And then it said the address and the time and all the rest of it. And what was really interesting for me is that a lot of these people aren't people that I've spent that much time offline with. I'm friendly with them, but we're not friends yet. They're people I've sat with on a podcast and had an exhilarating conversation, but we don't have a deep offline relationship. So I set up this dinner. Around 75% of the people could come because they were in town and some other people couldn't come. There were some of people that you'll recognize and some other people that are discovering their voice and finding their way and building their platform. And everyone came for a dinner. And what was really, really beautiful about the dinner is we focused on three questions. And by the way, like I said, none of us had really had many deep offline conversations before. So three questions. The first question was, what has been your biggest personal or professional win of 2023? The second question was, what has been your biggest challenge personally or professionally of 2023? And the third question, how can the people at this table help you? What support can they offer you? I honestly was mind blown. I was completely in awe of this wonderful group of people who I believe are leaving an incredible legacy. In that room, I felt connected to something bigger because each one of those people has dedicated their life and work towards helping people physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And each person openly shared their flaws, their challenges, their mistakes, their roadblocks, things they were coming up against, and opened themselves up in front of a group of people that externally all have, of course, incredible lives, but there was so much trust in the room. Sometimes we go so insular with the belonging of our friends that we miss out on legacy relationships. Who in your life would you love to spend more time with because you think you share the same legacy, even if you don't have the same belonging? It may be someone from a different spiritual group, a different yoga class, a different fitness perspective, a different friend circle, but having just one dinner with them. And honestly, I was so happy I did it because I was going back and forth because I was worried. I was like, if I set this dinner up, is everyone going to think I have some agenda or there's something I want to promote? And because I wasn't, it wasn't about that. It was truly about deep relationships. And I'm so glad I did it because I got so many responses saying, Jay, that was one of the best dinners I've ever been to. And I'm feeling so connected to that community now. And it's a legacy community. I know that each one of those people is inspiring me by the way they live. And again, like I said, these aren't the people I'm seeing every week. They're not the people I'm speaking to every day. But now we actually have a WhatsApp group to stay connected throughout the year, which I love. So connected to something bigger. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Whenever I travel, I feel like I become a new person. Like that time I explored the bustling streets of New York, I felt like I became Curious Jay, immersing myself in the vibrant culture and sampling exotic street food. And then there was that trip to the mountains where I transformed into Adventurous Jay, conquering hiking trails and embracing the breathtaking scenery. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to for all my adventures. Whether I'm exploring the bustling streets of New York or venturing into the serene mountains, Booking.com has a wide variety of options, offering accommodations all across the US and all around the world that suit every kind of traveler. So when you're ready to plan your next trip and discover new sides of yourself, remember to book with Booking.com. Whether you're craving adventure in a cabin, a bit of luxury in a fancy hotel, some quality family time in a vacation rental, or just some chill vibes at a beachside resort, Booking.com has you covered. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on booking.com, booking.yeah. Have you had a moment where you realized you shouldn't have listened to your guts? I remember a lot of times when I was driving and trusted my gut and decided to take a shortcut only to get stuck in traffic or lost in an unfamiliar area. Probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They created Synbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 supplement including clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on your stomach. So whether I'm taking it first thing in the morning to kickstart my day or winding down at night, I know that I'm giving my gut the support it needs to thrive. There's no more shame in your gut game. Synbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Shetty. Start Ritual or add Synbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Shetty for 25% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/onpurpose to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/onpurpose. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The third one, independence, a relationship with ourself, autonomy and personal usefulness. Our relationship with ourselves is a really important relationship in 2024. A sense of autonomy, a sense of feeling like I have value, I know what my use is. And the biggest question I would ask you to ask yourself or ask your friends is not what do I need to do in 2024, but who am I becoming in 2024? I find that we put so much effort into doing and thinking about what to do, right? We're like, I want to do this thing and I want to do that thing and I want to do this thing. And all of a sudden, we're so lost in doing that we don't like who we're becoming. Or we start doing and we fail and then we don't like who we're becoming. Who you want to become is the most important question you'll ever answer. I want to become someone who uses all my skills, all my gifts, all my abilities in the service of others. I want to live an abundant life. I want to become an abundant person who wants to share whatever I receive with everyone I meet. That is the person I want to become. And for that, I want to be fully abundant. I want to be fully open. I want to be fully magnetic and attracting so that I can serve and share and give more. I want to be that person. That's who I'm becoming. And if I think about that through, I want to do a podcast. I want to do a book. I want to do this. Then we get so lost in the doing that we often lose the drive or lose the impetus from where that first came. So I'm always reminding myself who I'm becoming, because if I like who I'm becoming, I'm going to keep going. But if I don't like who I'm becoming, that's when I'm going to allow stress, anxiety, depression to rule me. Because if I don't like who I'm becoming, that's what's making me feel discouraged. So I want you to ask yourself, who do you want to become? Who are you becoming? And what is that independent, autonomous path that you're building and trying to take, because you know that that's going to lead to your higher self? What is that independent desire that you have of who you want to become? Often we're being and becoming everything that everyone wants us to become. I'm sure you've experienced that. You have to be disciplined for your kids. You have to be organized for your partner. You have to be all these things for everyone else. You have to be focused for your boss. Who do you want to become? And how do you want to take that into work? Take that into your life. Because guess what? If you're happy with who you're becoming, and then you're taking that energy into the workplace, I promise you, it will illuminate your world in a way that nothing else will. If you know who you want to become and you demonstrate and share and radiate that energy everywhere you go, you'll actually never be asked to be anything else. That's what I've realized. We only get asked to become things that we don't want because we're not sharing the deepest parts of ourselves. If you don't share who you are, people will tell you who they want you to be. Right, let me say that again. I hope that hit. If you don't share who you are, people will expect you to be who they want you to be. Who are you becoming? Who are you growing into? I think we all want to feel a sense of autonomy, right? And we don't always get that at work. We don't get that autonomy sometimes. We are being micromanaged or whatever it may be. But the autonomy isn't what we do. The autonomy is in who we are and how we do it and why we do it. We get so wrapped up in I do, therefore I am. We get so wrapped up in that our occupation is our life, that our title defines us. When you say to someone, who are you? Oh, I'm an accountant. I graduated from this place. I'm from this place. But who are you? And who are you becoming? Right? Who are you becoming? The fourth type of relationship we need in 2024 is the safety relationships. This may actually only be one or two people. The people that bring stability and security into our life. Now, these people may not be the people that we belong with in a group. They may not be our legacy partners. They may not, of course, be the independents. They're the people that we feel the deepest and safest with. You only need one person in your life to do this with, and you want to invest in that one person in a deep way. There's some beautiful research that I read about on headheartbrain.com, and it talked about how the researcher named Zach started out looking at morality and thought that oxytocin might be an element in morality. He focused on trust as a more tangible element to study. He and his colleagues carried out research to understand how the human brain determines when to trust someone and when not to trust someone. How many of you have dealt with this before, right? Participants took part in the trust game designed to study individuals' propensity to be trusting and to be trustworthy. In his experiments, participants' oxytocin levels were monitored throughout the study. The researchers found that when participants felt they were trusted, their brains responded by producing oxytocin. When participants were shown increased levels of trust, their brain produced even more oxytocin. Most significant, however, was the finding that the rise in oxytocin levels resulted in participants' behavior being more trustworthy. The researchers conclude that people who feel trusted become more trustworthy as a result of increased oxytocin levels in their brains. Zach calls this oxytocin the trust molecule. Now, he goes on to say there are differences in brain activity depending on whether people trust conditionally or unconditionally. If people trust each other based on certain conditions being met, like delivering a project on timekeeping or keeping commitments, the brain's reward centers activates. Unconditional trust activates the septal area. Some very recent study, he says, has found a darker side to oxytocin and one that leaders in HR need to be cognizant of. The research from Northwestern University in the USA found that it can increase emotional pain. Oxytocin seems to be the reason stressful social situations like having a bullying boss or extreme stress in a team have an impact long after they occur and can trigger fear and anxiety long past the event. This is because the hormone strengthens the social memory in a specific region of a brain. Now, the reason I'm sharing that with you is this idea that we want to build trust, but trust is built over time. And trust is not only built over time, it's built over depth of experience. And the way I look at trust is, do I know someone 360? Have I spent time with people in 360 degree varying situations? If I have not, then I don't really fully trust that person. So have I seen them happy? Have I seen them excited? Have I seen them stressed? Have I seen them angry? I can actually give you a list of emotions that will help you understand whether you fully trust someone. Now, that doesn't mean you go make them angry to see if you trust them when they're angry. But the point is, you're always building trust like little building blocks rather than this black and white idea of I trust you or I don't trust you. So you want to almost say, have I seen this person happy? Have I seen this person excited? Have I seen this person nervous? And it's not that you're deciding whether you trust them or not. You're actually creating what is known as specific trust. The idea of, I trust you in this set of circumstances. And that's a healthier way to live because we don't feel let down. We don't feel undervalued. We don't feel misled or misguided by this person, but we actually feel elated by recognizing, I know when to trust this person. I'm aware of when to trust this person. I really want you to think about who are the people in your life. And like I said, you only need one or two of these people. That's your midnight friend. The friend you know you can call at midnight, connect with them, talk to each other, share your pains. The friend you can call at midnight and they will drive to you and turn up. The person you can call at midnight and share that, and you don't abuse it, and you don't abuse it with each other either. And I just want you to really reflect on which relationships you want to invest in more. I think we think about relationships just always being there. And I think about relationships as plants in a garden. If you don't water a certain relationship, it will die, it will wither, it will not have any flowers, it won't have any fruits. But if you're watering a part of your garden, it will grow, it will be lush, it will be abundant. So for you, what is that? Where is that? Who is that? And finally, we need relationships that are based on surrender and service. Who are we serving? Who are we taking care of? I remember in the monastery, we'd always talk about this idea of 20% seniors, 20% juniors, and 60% peers. This idea that 20% of your time is serving senior people, 20% of your time is taking care of junior people, and 60% of your time is spent with your peers, sharing this energy. And so if you look at the five things that I've shared, I've tried to make it that way. The belonging may include you to guides and teachers who uplift you. The surrender may be that energy where you're giving out. And then the legacy, the independence, and the safety is what you need. So you can notice how that 20-60-20 rule breaks down. And I want you to remember that 20-60-20, 20% of your time with people who are guiding you, 60% of your time with people who are peers with you, who you feel uplifted by and you uplift. And then 20% of time with people you're serving, people you're giving to. You always want to be a teacher and a student at the same time. It creates humility and it creates proactivity. 20-60-20 rule. I want you to remember this rule when you're building your relationships. I actually want you to list who you see every week, who you see every month, and I want you to figure out who sits in which category. And whichever category you have a weakness in or a deficiency in, it's not about sitting there and going, oh, I don't have anyone in my life to guide me, or I don't have anyone in my life to share. Go and find them, go and build them, go and create them. And if you were really following along well, this five-step model spells bliss: belonging, legacy, independence, safety, and surrender. In 2024, I want you to experience bliss. I want you to experience so much belonging. I want you to feel connected to a legacy. I want you to experience independence. I want you to have safety and security. And I want you to feel the benefits of surrender and service. Who are you helping? Who are you reaching out to? Our culture has become so much about, no one reaches out to me, no one helps me. Who are we reaching out to? Who are we lending a helping hand to? I know you are. I know our community is made up of all of you who want to make an impact on the world. And I want you to keep discovering that. Thank you so much for listening to On Purpose. I hope this episode helps you deeply this year and transforms your relationships, knowing who to let go of and who to grow with. Sending you so much love with all my love and gratitude. Thank you for listening to On Purpose. Leave a review if you can. Follow us on social media. Share the episodes. And I can't wait for you to listen to your next episode. If you love this episode, you'll really enjoy my episode with Selena Gomez on befriending your inner critic and how to speak to yourself with more compassion.
My fears are only going to continue to show me what I'm capable of. The more that I face my fears, the more that I feel I'm gaining strength, I'm gaining wisdom, and I just want to keep doing that.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth: no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.